Welcome, everyone, to the ProWrestling.net All Access Podcast. My name is Chris Shore. It is Saturday, December the 15th, and I am here for a quick hits audio. I'm going to preview the Ring of Honor Final Battle 2012 pay-per-view airing tomorrow on iPay-Per-View at ROHWrestling.com. I will be here with you guys covering it live for the site, probably providing an audio breakdown afterwards. It will probably be All Access as well, still trying to get all the details worked out. But I will be covering live for the site on Sunday. Again, ROH's 2012 final battle, headlined by Kevin Steen versus El Generico for the Ring of Honor World Championship. I'm going to go through this card very quickly from probably what would be the opening, well, maybe not the opening match, but certainly the, you would think, the least important match up through the top spot. We do these previews usually on .NET Weekly. We do that on Thursday. It is our flagship audio show here for ProWrestling.net. Jason Powell and I get together every Thursday for that show. We cover all the news of the week, often break news that hasn't made its way to the site yet. In fact, I've got one important piece of news. It's just a rumor right now, but it's believed to be a very strong rumor concerning one Ring of Honor wrestler who is on this card, but it might be his last time there. If you want to hear that audio, plus all the audio we produce each week on the site, a WWE Raw audio review, TNA Impact Wrestling audio review, WWE SmackDown audio review, which is also All Access with Jake Barnett and I each week, Jake Barnett and Will Pruitt getting together for the .NET Countdown, where they look at the best and the worst in professional wrestling every week. Jason Powell does his Q&A audio on Fridays generally, and then of course that .NET Weekly show I talked about with Jason and I every Thursday. All you got to do to be a .NET member is simply head on over to ProWrestling.net, click on the right-hand side of the page where it says Become a .NET Member. We'll get you started. $7.50 a month if you take the annual, or excuse me, the month-to-month option, easy for me to say. $5.50 a month if you take that annual option I started to say at the beginning. It's a great time to become a member, folks. I know I say that a lot of times, but really right now it is. We are heading into WrestleMania season. We'll be coming up right after the first of the year, the Royal Rumble, of course, the first official stop on the road to WrestleMania. There'll be a lot of stuff going on. We'll be talking about it all in audio each week, and you'll get more benefits too. You'll get access to the ad-free version of the site, access to the .NET member forum, and access to the .NET member blog section. And we're giving away codes, and members are guaranteed to get codes. We make sure that our members are taken care of. We're giving away some here as well. If you haven't looked yet, please head over to ProWrestling.net. If you're listening to this on iTunes or through the RSS feed or some other way, if you're not actually on the website, head over to ProWrestling.net. Look for this audio in there, the Quick Hits audio, as a podcast. You'll find it there, and you will find the information that you will need to be able to win a free code that will enable you to see this Sunday's Ring of Honor Final Battle iPay-Per-View for free. So just head on over to .NET. Members, head on over to the member side of .NET. Find the audio. Again, you will get all the instruction you need to make sure that you have an opportunity to win one of the codes we're giving away to allow you to see this Sunday's Ring of Honor Final Battle absolutely free. And even if you get a free code, certainly you'll want to join me. And even if you don't, go ahead and buy the pay-per-view, folks. It's been a long time since I've been able to recommend a Ring of Honor pay-per-view on the front end. I have said, you know, for most of them, this match will probably be good. Maybe these two or three matches will be good. There's even been times I said, hell, probably the whole match will be well wrestled. But it's been a while since I've really felt like I could go out on a limb and tell somebody, yes, this is a pay-per-view that you want to buy. Because my biggest complaint with Ring of Honor has been that their storytelling was bad. They, especially when it came to pay-per-views, they would have maybe one or two matches out of six, seven, or eight that had a story, had a reason for existing. Nothing else on the card did. It was just randomly thrown together, or there would be one little two-minute segment on a TV show 3 weeks prior that would kind of sort of set up the possibility of a need for a match, but not a pay-per-view match or anything significant like that. So it was real trouble with storytelling, but Hunter Johnson is back in control at Creative there. He has been telling logical stories. I'm not a big fan of all of them. There are some that I don't like, but I understand what's going on. And every single one of these matches, save for possibly one, has logic behind it, has a story behind it, has a reason for being on this card. And the one that you could argue doesn't, at least not much, Jerry Lynn in his final Ring of Honor performance. He is retiring, I believe, in March in Minneapolis, or at least in Minnesota. is going to be his final match ever, but this is his final match ever with Ring of Honor before he hangs him up in March. He's wrestling Mike Bennett, and you know that one doesn't have a lot of story behind it, but hey, it's a retirement match. It's the guy's last match. What do you need? Jerry Lynn's got history in Ring of Honor. That's all the story you need for a retirement match. So even that one arguably has logic behind it. But let's go through this card. Again, we'll start at the bottom, at least in the idea of importance, and move our way to the top. We can argue where some of these matches go. But this is the order I'm going with, so let's get to it. Prince Nana versus R.D. Evans, the Battle of the Managers. Don't be surprised if this entertains at least a little bit more than you would expect. I won't say that it entertained quite a bit, but don't be surprised if after that's over you're like, huh, that was kind of fun. R.D. Evans plays a great, a couple of characters, really, if you know the story, in Chikara. He is wildly entertaining. Every time I've seen him over there, he has just been off the charts entertaining. I think a lot of the guy, he's just very special, very fun to watch. And he's got an opportunity here to possibly do something. It's a different character, so I don't know if he will have as much success with this, but it's great stuff, man. He has done some great stuff, so give this one a chance. I'm not really sure which way they go here. I'm going to lean Evans because I think he's got the bigger upside than Prince Nana does, but I no real confidence in that pick, but I'm going to go with R.D. Evans. We'll move on to wrestling's greatest tag team, Charlie Haas and Shelton Benjamin, easy for me to say, versus B.J. Whitmer and Rhett Titus. While there's a reason to get here, this is one of those matches where it's, my question is, why is this on the pay-per-view? I don't think this has any juice to it. Wrestling's greatest tag team has been bad for some time. B.J. Whitmer is just kind of plugged in Kenny King's spot from the old All Night Express, and he and Red are still looking for good chemistry. They got here in the right way, but I'm just not a fan of the storyline. I'm not a fan of the guys in the match. I thought at one time that Rhett Titus had real potential, and I just haven't seen it come through. I still look at him and think, wow, this is a kid who can do it. But I haven't seen it. I don't know if he's been held back, if he's holding himself back, what it is. But I've been a little disappointed in him and the rest. Haas and Benjamin have lost all steam. It's been gone for some time. They can't seem to be able to get it back. Whitmer is just, again, kind of plugged in here. He's not very exciting, I don't think. So a rough match here. I go with Titus and Whitmer because I think they're trying to give Titus a push. They feel a little obligated from Kenny King, but I don't know that he gains much, that he and Whitmer gain much at all if they win this match. But that's my pick, Whitmer and Titus in a win. Next, Jay Lethal versus Rhino. The reason behind this one is to allow Jay Lethal to beat up somebody bigger than him. Jay Lethal's going to win. There's not a lot of analysis here. I don't like Jay Lethal's character. They like it a lot. Ring of Honor likes it a lot. They are intent on pushing him. I don't understand why. I don't get it. He's better. He's better than he's been in the past. His smiley character is just really lame, and I like the more aggressive side of him, but I just don't buy it. I don't buy it from Jay. I don't know why. He starts this aggressive crazed thing, and I don't know. It doesn't work for me. I'm not a big fan of this, but I think this would probably be a pretty good match to watch if you like Jay Lethal's work. Lethal goes over here probably either at the finish or after the finish, does something really off the charts or at least an attempt at something off the charts to continue to put heat on that character and play into the fact that he's some sort of loose cannon that could pop off at any time. So Lethal with a win and does something to Rhino, maybe even putting him out for a while, at least storyline-wise. Next match, the House of Truth breakdown, Michael Elgin versus Roderick Strong. I worked an indie show with Roddy not too long ago. I tried to give him to give up the finish. He wasn't interested. I can't imagine why. I'm very much looking forward to this match. I think this could be the sleeper match on the show. It's these two guys can work, Roddy plays a great heel character. Michael Elgin is winning people over as a babyface, and he had a great match with Davey Richards, a guy who I'm not a big fan of, who is, you know, is very athletic, and I don't want to get ahead of myself here on Davey any, but just, you know, a guy who is incredibly athletic, probably the most impressive physical specimen I've ever seen. And I've watched him live. I've been, you know, up close and personal to him. He has got amazing control of his body. I just don't think he's a very good wrestler. He doesn't entertain me. But he and Elgin put on a hell of a match back in April, and I was blown away by how good it was. But at any rate, Elgin can do some work. We've seen him with other guys do some really great work. Roderick Strong can work. This might be the sleeper match a little bit. I think people might be caught off guard by this one, how good this one is. Diehard fans, probably not so much because they know a lot about both these guys. I'm guessing Truth Martini stays heel and ends up still going with Roderick Strong after this is over. He turns on Elgin. I don't know if they continue this long or if it's a blow off. I hope it's the blow off. They took too long to get here, and I think staying with it now would be a mistake. So I'm picking from the heart here a little bit and going Michael Elgin to win, and it be the end of the feud between them. But I can't rule out the possibility of Roderick Strong winning and them going at it one more time. Next up, the retirement match. Jerry Lynn in his final Ring of Honor appearance versus the Prodigy Mike Bennett. I don't have the listing here in front of me, but I do believe that, or at least from the Ring of Honor site, I do believe that Maria Kanellis will be in attendance, will be in Bennett's corner, probably Brutal Bob Evans as well. I think we should keep an eye on Bennett. I really do. I think this is a real opportunity for him to stand out, to kind of leave it all in the ring. I think that he has an opportunity to endear himself to Ring of Honor fans, a good portion of which surprisingly still don't like this guy. I've never gotten it. I don't get it why they don't like him. I understand that he's a little more WWE looking and he works a little bit more the WWE style, but Mike Bennett can flat wrestle, folks. For those of you who've been involved in the You Can't Wrestle chants, if you're doing it for anything more than just having fun as part of the crowd, if you honestly believe that even a little bit, I don't know what else to say, but you're just wrong. You're off base on this. The guy can go. I mean, he's not the flashiest guy, but he sells in the ring. He understands ring psychology. He does enough to get by on offense. I think he's got money written all over him. He's one of the first guys I would pick if I was starting a federation tomorrow and had the money to do so. But I do expect Jerry Lynn to win here. I know that Lynn is a guy who's never really cared about who goes over. He wants to go out. He wants to entertain. He wants to have a good match. I mean, yes, Bennett would gain something from being from going over Lynn, but I don't think Bennett's long for Ring of Honor. And, you know, I think they want to put Jerry Lynn over here. I think they want to give the fans that moment to see Jerry Lynn win. I just think it's the right call. I think it's the smart call. I think Jerry Lynn wins his retirement match, and Mike Bennett gets to hang something else on his put another notch in his bedpost of the amazing accomplishments, things he's been a part of, the matches with Lance Storm, for example. So Jerry Lynn gets the win here. The American Wolves, that's at least how it's being billed, versus Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fish. This is Jason's pet peeve match because it's the one, of all the logic and things we talked about, the one thing that kind of jumped out and made you go, wait, what? Was Nigel McGuinness telling Davey Richards that Eddie Edwards had been in Japan and he couldn't just pick up the phone and call Eddie Edwards. Because apparently they don't have phones in Japan. Apparently it's still feudal Japan over there. There's samurais and ninjas running around. Nobody told us. The whole nuclear reactor event was a figment of our imagination. There's no way they could have that technology if they don't have telephones. So it's kind of Jason's pet peeve, and I can understand why. You know, the question here is, does Eddie Edwards, I'm sure he'll be there, does he turn on Davey? Does Davey turn on him? I know that Davey was very vocal about them splitting up American Wolves, that he wished it had never happened. He wished to be back together. I don't know that Eddie Edwards has a whole lot going on in singles right now. He's a very good wrestler, but I look out at the television and what they've been doing, and it doesn't seem like he's got a lot going on in singles divisions right now. So I can see him being moved back into the tag division. Kind of the same thing with Davey Richards. I don't really know what to do with him right now. were to plug him in. So, yeah, I think the American Wolves reunite. I agree with Davey that it's probably a smart thing. It's a really hot act. And then they're going to beat Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fish. So I take the American Wolves to win here. Maybe a little tension, but to tell the story, but then they work it out in the end. For the Ring of Honor World Tag Team Championships, a three-way match, the Briscoes and Caprice Coleman and Cedric Alexander take on Jimmy Jacobs and Steve Corino Scum. For the Ring of Honor World Tag Team Championships again, when you look at this match, it comes down to who benefits the company most by having the belts. Does it benefit the Briscoes to have the belts at this point? I don't think so. They're as over as they can be. They're a top act in Ring of Honor. They don't need the belts, and there's not a compelling heel team that I see sitting out there that would make sense to chase them. Even Scum, if they lost and Scum went back after him and that was the feud, I don't think there's any juice left in that. That doesn't feel right to me. Cedric Alexander, Caprice Coleman, you can call him the CNC Wrestle Factory if you wish. I hate that name, but that's what they are known by at times. I like these guys. I don't think there's any question I like these guys. I'm a big fan of Cedric Alexander. I saw him work for the very first time in January of 2011 at the first Pro Wrestling Evo show here in North Carolina. I knew the moment I saw him that I was watching someone special. I think he has got nothing but just talent stacked on top of talent stacked on top of talent. He's, like most guys, he's a guy that still needs work on the mic, but is just an unbelievable athlete, an unbelievable ring psychologist. He understands some things. He's still very young. He's not perfect. He's got his errors. But a guy I've seen carry multiple people to good matches. He's a stud. And Caprice Coleman, another great athlete. I'm not as high on Caprice as I am Cedric. I don't dislike Caprice. But I think Cedric is the more talented of the two. I think that, you know, if there is a Marty Jannetty to this group, I think it's Caprice Coleman. That's not meant as an insult. I think that that's where they sit. And I think there's value in putting the tag titles on them and giving these two young guys an opportunity to shine. I'm a big fan of that. But I don't think that's where they're going to go. If the titles do change hands, it's not the Briscoes. I can't imagine a scenario in which that's the right call. So look for CNC Wrestle Factory, if you will, Caprice Coleman, Cedric Alexander, to win this match if they're looking to move the titles. I don't think they are. I think Scum retains here. But I give Scum a 50% chance. I give Cedric and Caprice a 40% chance, and the Briscoes a 10% chance, just because it's wrestling, and you know somebody might feel the need to put the tag titles on the Briscoes to make it hot again. I think it's a mistake though, so I'm going with Scum to retain. But keep an eye out for Alexander and Coleman; they could really surprise you. The Ring of Honor World Television Championship, Adam Cole defending against Matt Hardy. Matt Hardy is playing the heel in this gig. It's not a big surprise. It's kind of like John Cena going into New York. Matt Hardy's going to get booed out of that New York crowd. There's no way around it, so don't try to tweak it. Don't try to mess with the formula. Cole will get cheered. He's very, you know, that crowd loves him after the match he had with Kyle O'Reilly, where Kyle busted his lip open. He is a stud in New York. And then the work he's done in PWG the rest of this year has just added to that. So, and again, Matt Hardy would get booed anyway. He's going to get booed out of the building on some level. And, you know, that's on a heel. It's not go-away heat. They want to boo Matt Hardy. They want to see him get beat up. I'm excited for this match. I'm excited to see what Cole can do with Hardy. Matt's a mixed bag in a lot of ways. I'm not a fan of Matt's character as a rule, but I think that Matt can be entertaining in the ring. He seems plugged in. He seems engaged. I also worked an indie show with him, and he seems very happy with what he's doing, and worked really hard in that match where I saw him wrestle Kevin Steen. I like Matt Hardy. Again, I'm not a big fan of the character he plays sometimes, but here I think it's going to work for him. And Cole is just an amazing athlete. That guy is Ring of Honor, WWE bound. He is not the person I talked about in .NET Weekly, but I will tell you guys this. Here's your all-access moment, a little tidbit, if you will. I've worked a lot of indie shows. I worked a couple of shows recently with Adam Cole. Hope to have him on an interview after the first of the year. He and I talked, and I'm going to try to get him on. But every person I talked to was like, yeah, I'm going to miss him when he's gone. Yeah, is he leaving? Oh, as soon as his contract's up, WWE's going to be all over him. Why wouldn't they be? I mean, it's just... People have just resigned themselves to that fact. It's you know, I'm not saying that WWE has contacted him and he's just waiting. He can't wait to get out. It's not anything like that. But every guy I talk to about him is just, yeah, he's done. He's done all he can do here. WWE would love to have this kid. He gets better on the mic all the time. He's a talent in the ring. He's got that look. They'll probably have him bulk him up just a little bit, but I don't think too much. Expect good things out of Adam Cole when he does move up. But yeah, I don't think he's long for Ring of Honor. I have no idea when his contract expires, but if I were him or if I was a friend of his, I would say, hey, don't sign a contract if Sinclair offers. Just wait and see. Wait and see what WWE offers. I'm thinking that's what he would do in this situation. But we'll wait and see how it plays out with him. As far as within Ring of Honor. But here, no reason for Matt Hardy to win this championship unless Cole's contract is up and I'm not aware of it. I think he's got a few months left, several months left, but at least. But at any rate, if that's the case, then they might move the title here. It'd be the big surprise. It would be a big newsworthy moment. The Ring of Honor fans, some of the diehards would kill themselves probably. But I don't think that's the case. I think this becomes a better match than most people expect, and Adam Cole retains his title. And that leads us to the main event, the Ring of Honor World Championship. Kevin Steen defending against El Generico. The very first Ring of Honor pay-per-view that I saw was Ring of Honor Final Battle 2010. The main event was not for the Ring of Honor Championship, but it was Kevin Steen versus El Generico in a match without honor, which is basically a no DQ match in Ring of Honor. It was the main event because it was unsanctioned and they wanted to get all the sanctioned bouts over. It was the storyline. It was the main event because it was the main event, folks. It wouldn't have mattered if it went on first. It was the main event. One of the most brutal and awesome storytelling matches I've ever seen. They did a ladder match, and that's what this is. It's a ladder match at Final Battle this year. It's actually Ladder Wars. That's what Ring of Honor calls their ladder matches. It's Ladder Wars, but it's a ladder match. Saw them do a ladder match this year in Pro Wrestling Guerrilla PWG. It's on the DVD Steen Wolf. If you haven't seen it, brutal, brutal, brutal match that took some unnecessary spots, some spots I disagreed with. I actually got to interview Kevin Steen. If you're a member, it's on the site. You can find it in our audio section. And I asked him about that and got his thoughts on people who said that maybe they took some unnecessary spots. If you're not a .NET member and you want to hear it, again, good time to sign up. ProWrestling.net, right inside the page. .NET member sign up. $7.50 a month, $5.50 take the annual option. Okay, I'm done. These two guys in the ring are amazing together. They have just sick chemistry. I talked to Kevin Steen about that in our interview. He said that they've reached a level where they're almost communicating telepathically. You know, he said, I'm not saying we can read each other's minds literally or anything like that, but we can say as much to each other with a look as we can with a sentence. I don't doubt it when you see them work together both as tag teams. And I heard just the other day someone posed the theory that they believe that the guys who were the best tag teams also ended up being the best rivals against each other. There's certainly some cases for that, some cases that argue against that. But there could be no doubt that these two guys have worked well together and they have worked well opposite each other when they're working together. In the ring, this is going, if you've not seen a Ring of Honor match, this is the one you want to cut your teeth on, folks. They're not all going to be like this, but this is the one you want to cut your teeth off. If you're listening to this and you want to know why you should buy this pay-per-view, all of these matches should be good. All of these matches should have logical endings. All of these matches should tell good stories, but none of them will compare to this match. If anything comes close to this match, I will be stunned. I know I'm setting it up very high. I worry about them being able to top what they did at Steen Wolf with PWG. I worry about them being able to top what they did at Final Battle 2010. But here's what I know. When El Generico's music goes off in New York on Sunday afternoon, that place is going to go berserk, and it's going to be the hottest crowd you've seen probably since the Raw the night after WrestleMania this year in Miami. Outside of that, that's probably, that crowd was insane. This crowd's going to be easily as hot, if not hotter. It's going to be a fun match. As to who wins, there's no way to go back and look at what they've done to, over history, so we'll just look at the last two major matches with them, the Final Battle 2010 Fight Without Honor match, in which El Generico won, which put Steen out of Ring of Honor and led to his whole storyline that he's in now, actually. And then earlier this year, Steen Wolf with PWG, Kevin Steen won that one to, I think it was retain his title at that point. So the last two major matches they've been in, it's been 1-1. This is kind of a rubber match, even though PWG was in another promotion. A lot of people are seeing it kind of the third match of three major matches that they've had in the past 2 years. I go with Kevin Steen retaining here. I don't know what Generico's status is with the company. There was, for the longest time, people believed that Generico wasn't there because Jim Cornette did not believe there was any value in El Generico. It has been my experience, and from what I understand, that it's more true that Generico didn't want to sign an exclusive contract because he felt he could make more money working shows and not just working virtually exclusively for Ring of Honor, and or at least under what their contract would have entailed. And so he passed on the contract, which said, well, if you're not going to sign a contract, we're not going to book you, I think is where it kind of went to. And so I don't know if he signed a contract, if Hunter Johnson's been able to kind of smooth feathers between him, and this is a one-off type of situation. I have no idea where they go from here, but I without, you know, getting a better feeling that he's coming back full-time, I don't think he wins the championship here. I think it would be an amazing moment. I think it would be such an awesome ending to the year, him being the Ring of Honor world champion. I think that place would go insane. But then he's got to carry the company, and this has always been my problem with Generico, and why I always said that I don't think WWE will ever sign him or should sign him. I don't know that he can be the main event star. I don't know that he can carry. He is such a unbelievable in-ring performer, and I'm not even talking about what he does physically as far as movesets. This is kind of, he's kind of the opposite of Davey Richards, not the opposite in that he can't do all the things that Davey, well, that's true, he probably can't do all the things that Davey can, because Davey's just ridiculous like that, but he's not amazing in the ring because he has the type of talent that, say, a Davey Richards or even an Eddie Edwards has. It's because he is, when he is taking a beating, when he's selling, he's taking the heat, he is the most sympathetic character I have ever seen, and you just want to cheer for the guy. He is funny. He is the consummate character. But if you hand him a microphone and you ask him to sell a match at a pay-per-view as champion, I think he loses something. And it's the inherent weakness, the one weakness in that character that he has created. I don't think he can carry as champion. I think he can chase and be amazing. I think he can be an undercard champion and be amazing. And I want to be wrong about this. This is not meant to be hate on Generico in the least. I just look at him and I try to put him in a situation where he has to carry a main event on the mic in some way, even just a little bit, and I don't see it playing out. Maybe he's ready to prove me wrong. I hope I'm eating my words. Especially if they move the title over to him. I don't think they will, though, for those reasons. I don't think he's staying with Ring of Honor exclusively. I don't think he's signing a contract. And so I don't know how often he's going to get booked. And if you can't get a contract out of a guy, you definitely don't want to put your championship on him, because you never know what might happen. So with that said, Kevin Steen retains the Ring of Honor championship. This should be a great card, folks, from top to bottom. I, again, will have coverage for you, beginning live, I believe it's a 2 p.m. Central Time start, no, 3 p.m. Central Time start time, 4 p.m. On the East Coast is, well, I'm not sure, I can't read my own handwriting here, and I'm not in front of the computer, so I apologize. Check and make sure we will have it listed. It's either 2 p.m. or 3 p.m. This Sunday on iPay-Per-View at ROHWrestling.com. They have announced they have a new video provider. I've I can't remember how it's pronounced, Ulyars or Ula or something like that. Anyway, I did some research on video hosting a long, long time ago for something, a totally unrelated project, and those guys have it together. Everything I read about them having it together, they're not cheap in the least, but they have it together. They know what they're doing. I expect this pay-per-view to go off without a hitch. That's not been the case in the past for Ring of Honor, but I think they've shown their dedication to this. This announcement really made me feel good. Like, for the first time in a while, I felt really good about Ring of Honor going forward, and that Sinclair is committed to this, because my experience of, like I said, looking up the cost of video hosting was kind of surprising for some of these, and the group they signed with, if I remember correctly, one of the higher ends. But they've got a great player. They've got everything about it should work well. It might even work on the PS3 and Xbox 360, I don't know, because this is a brand new deal. But if so, that would just do amazing things to allow them to get people to watch it on their television screens like that without having to hook up a computer. So check it out, folks. I can't promise you enough that this should be a good card. Now, watch it stink because I've promised. But this is the time. If you try it and you don't like it, okay, that's cool. It's not for everybody. It's certainly not for everybody. But if you're looking for an alternative, if you're looking for something different, and you've heard some bad things in the past few months about, or say even 6-8 months, about Ring of Honor, they've been true, but it's a different creative team, it is a different video service, it's a different pay-per-view, and I think they've got this one right, folks. So give it a shot. $14.99, I believe, is the price. It's what their usual price is. But you can see it for free if you check out our listing on ProWrestling.net and the member side of .net. Just look for what you need to tweet to be able to enter yourself for a chance to win one of those free codes to watch Final Battle 2012 this Sunday. I will be covering live for the site, doing audio review afterwards. And when that one's over, you can just fade on in to TLC coverage. Jason Powell will have you guys hooked up that night. I do not plan to join him for audio. If something major were to go down, then I will jump in with him. But and if not, then you will hear my audio review of Ring of Honor. You will hear his audio review of TLC, as well as our both written coverages as the show go live this Sunday. Again, check out being a .NET member to get access to all the audio we produce each week, the ad-free version of the site, .NET member forum, .NET member blog section. And we'll get you started on the ProWrestling.net page. Thank you, everyone, for listening to this Quick Hits audio. My name's Chris Shore. I will see you back here Saturday morning or Saturday afternoon at the latest for a WWE SmackDown audio review. I'll be joined by Jake Barnett. Until then, everyone, take care.